Sometimes you just need some time to yourself to gain perspective, take in what you've done, where you've gone, what has happened in life. Time to assess, breathe, and regroup. An opportunity to shift your vibration to level up to the 2.0 of you. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Insights, where I share universal messages that I received through readings that were specific to a specific person. But I share the universal side, the universal message here with you so that hopefully you can use it specifically for you. I'm your host, Megan McDonough, and here's this week's message. This image is of a woman in the middle of an ocean. She is by herself in the water, treading but not fazed by it or working too hard to stay afloat. There is a peace about her as she looks back on the land where she's come from. She's taken it all in. The small road through the hills just offshore, the big, beautiful, timeless mountains, her distance from the shore, the sound of her breath, the water, and nothing else. Man, life has a way of go-go-going sometimes. If you're not ahead of it, you are playing a game of nonstop catch-up. Just like running around physically makes you lose touch with the rhythm of your breath, so does energetic running. Taking the time to breathe, step back, reorganize the rhythms in you, and realign them to nature is a beautiful way to find balance. An energetic timeout. It's like we have this in our back pocket, but we don't always remember to use it. When we were kids, we used to play hide and seek and ditch 'em and tag or whatever. But whenever we got tired, or that, you know, awful cramp in your side from running and laughing so hard, you would call a timeout. It's not like at the beginning of the game, we each had a certain amount of timeouts or even discussed whether or not they were allowed or existed. We just intuitively had a timeout in our back pocket. Or better yet, a home base where you were safe. Sometimes that was called out at the beginning of the game, sometimes it wasn't, but still. There were options of time out and home base to catch your breath and be safe. As an adult, it isn't always clear where our safe home base is, or if we have any timeouts, or the opportunity to use them, if we do. Sometimes it's because we think they have to look or be a certain way. I mean, I know I've fallen into this trap. I need a week alone from everyone and then I'll be okay mindset. I mean, yeah, that would be nice, especially like at a destination spa or by the beach or something super fancy and fun and luxurious. But that isn't always possible or feasible. But we still get tired. We still get worn out. We still need to feel safe and have a touchstone for our energetic home base. So how do you find it? Good friggin' question. Well, I can tell you this. It is not the same from one person to the next, which I realize is not super helpful, but can be massively magical. There's one thing no one can take away from you: your mind, your imagination. According to yoga, the mind, or citta, is made up of three things: mind, intellect, and ego. When this citta is focused, anything is possible. Everything is possible. At least that's my massively abbreviated cliff notes of the Patanjali Yoga Sutras. If you don't know, Sage Patanjali was the first person to write down any information on yoga, which are now called the Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Chapters filled with aphorisms on yoga, what it is, how to go about it. And it is believed that these sutras were written down around 5,000 years ago or more. Prior to Patanjali, all yoga was passed down in an oral tradition. So, if thousands of years ago the understanding of the power of the mind was known, where and how do we forget it? And how do we get it back? In my experience, life is a series of choices. Choices between turning your light on and using it, and choosing to stay in the dark. Those are options you choose, either on purpose or because you don't know any better. If you choose to turn the light on within, see things in your life with clarity, you can also choose your safe space and when and how to time out. It seems like an oxymoron that when you feel like you don't have any time, the best thing you can do is sit and meditate, because that takes more time. But I swear to God, every time I have felt that way and meditated despite myself, I felt like there was magically more time in my day. Carving out time and space for a time out to catch your breath and gain perspective can be as simple as a daily 5-minute meditation or 5-minute sitting still, breathing, and listening. Doesn't have to be as elaborate as a destination spa getaway, but I will not turn that down if offered, just saying, you know, if you are offering. A safe space could be a magical space or place you create in your mind. You have the power to create safety. You have the power to stop the game when it's making your side ache because it's going too fast. Breath and mind are linked. The body is to the breath is to the mind. If you cannot control anything else in your life, if you're feeling overwhelmed, start with your breath. Feel its rhythm within. Get out into nature. Listen to the sounds of the earth. The earth never forgets to breathe. Let your mind create beautiful things filled with love, light, and peace. Thank it for allowing you to cuddle up in the safety of you. Your mind is powerful. Choose to work with it. Gain control of the reins of this carriage of life that you're on. Stop when you need. Touch base with safety when you need. Breathe. Always. All right, that's this week's message. I'd love your input. You can find me over at Magnetize Your Light on Instagram and see the podcast pictures there, and love to hear what it makes you feel, what it inspires in you, any insights you gain. You can also find me on magnetizeyourlight.com. I would love to give you your own personal message from your spirit, from spirit, and accompanying coloring pages and workbook. You can find all the ways we can work together there on my website at magnetizeyourlight.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a moment to take some time for yourself today. Call time out when you need it. Breathe. Create some space. To create some space. All right, have a great week. Talk to you soon.